The Circle of Knowledge podcast is brought to you by Amplified Minds, helping entrepreneurs and professionals achieve their goals and aspirations by sharing a wealth of knowledge to you, our community of achievers. This podcast features best-selling industry resources, interviews, and the professional panel discussion by the core team at Amplified Minds. Now, here are their discussions.
So I know how you guys love the idea of building your businesses. And in 2021, we've got an incredible resource that will help you build your business. And it's called the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship. And in the studio today, I have Miss Julie May and Robin Scott, who would love to tell you a little bit more about this amazing university.
Hey, everyone. So if you are in the speaking world, you know how it usually goes. You hire a mentor, they're going to help you with one thing, and you get out and you get really good at the one thing, then you have to hire the next one. Maybe you need branding, maybe you need somebody to help you write a book, maybe you need the business portion. You keep hiring all these different people. Well, what we've done is we've gathered all of them together in one spot and have like a methodical process for you to go along. So you're not like always guessing, well, what's the next thing I need to do? That's like one of the biggest questions we get is, well, I don't know what the next step is. No, I feel like things aren't coming together yet. It's going to take you through like a methodical process of you're going to start here and it's going to build on each other. But oh my gosh, we have so much fun too. And okay, so what it is it's a combination. When people hear the word college, yep, and they think you're going to go through for like 4 years and take all these unnecessary classes. Wah, wah. Not going to do that. So it's a combination of trade school where you're going to take just classes specific to what you're going to be specializing in. We have several different specializations and like more of an apprenticeship where you get to come in and actually work in the field with people being successful right now. So that sounds like way better than just going through like 4 years of college or trying to hire one person here and one person there. It's all in one spot. We're so excited.
We really struggled with this part, and this is where it all came from, is we would work with someone for 4 months. We would give them everything that we could possibly think of to help them become successful. And they got out there on their own and they weren't getting on as many stages as we wanted and everything like that. So that's right, Julie. Classes begin on February 16th, 2021, in just about six, seven more weeks. And you can apply at collegeofspeaking.com.
Awesome. And you're not going to want to miss out on the upcoming semesters, because getting your business up and running in 2021 is going to help you, but also to get the most impressive and amazing counsel that you can get from instructors and professionals in the space of business, mentorship, speaking, coaching, all of the above. So don't miss out and go to collegeofspeaking.com.
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Circle of Knowledge podcast. I'm your host, John Kovach Jr. And by the way, this is really exciting for me because this is the launch of my fifth season. I know 25,000 downloads.
That's so cool.
We are having a blast on the Circle of Knowledge podcast. And the best part about this is I'm so inconsistent. Is that we'll go for a couple months and then we take a break. But it's been such an amazing journey to learn the podcasting feature. In fact, we've done webinars and classes and coaching materials on coaching people on how to build their own podcast in less than 30 minutes. We've helped a bunch of people do it, and it's been super fun, a really successful opportunity to teach you how to get on the podcasting platforms. And of course, I like to tell everyone, to give them a shout out to anchor.fm. Anchor is where I host and launch all my podcasts. And they will do all the work for you in getting it onto iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts, and much, much more. One of my favorite ones is Radio Public, where it's actually picked up by radio stations as well, if you like your radio station. So there's a lot of platforms. But starting off and kicking off our fifth season, I am really excited to introduce to you guys two of my mentors, two of my coaches. And with that being said, let me just give you a little bit of background on these two amazing individuals. You see, in the studio with me today is Miss Julie May and Robin Scott, formerly and still continuously with the company that they created and founded called Speaking Seriously. And Speaking Seriously is an amazing speaker training program and coaching platform for up and coming speakers and also speakers who are looking to take their level of speaking to the next level and take their business beyond by learning the intricate parts of sales and speaking and presentation and storytelling and all of the most important pieces of public speaking. They've been my speaking coaches for the last year and a half, and I can't thank them enough for all the things that they've done for me. And just to give you a little bit more context, in the last 9 to 12 months, I've spoken on 25 virtual and in-person stages, okay, which is awesome. I didn't have any of that before. Totally an amateur before these two. And let me give you a little bit of personal background to each of them. I know that none of you were expecting this because they're like giggling and they're super excited to jump in. And I can't wait to introduce them and talk a little bit more. But let me start with Julie May. So Julie May, one of the founders of Speaking Seriously, a renowned coach and speaker in the speaking world, has spoken on incredible stages, has spoken on stage with Les Brown and important, amazing people on some of the largest stages. But she's also has a unique and an inspiring background in education. She's been a coach. She's been a speaker. She's been a mentor of mine and many, many others. And not only does she have the clout and the experience to train and teach you to become the best speaker you possibly can, but she's also just a really, really fun person to be around. Her energy is exciting. If you ever get that feeling of like when you're about to go to Disneyland and you get that giggly freeness of excitement, that's how you feel when you're in the presence of Julie. But she also has the ability to crack down and help you get hyper focused on the things you need to achieve your goals. And that is Miss Julie May. Also in the studio is Miss Robin Scott, a dear friend of mine, an amazing coach, a published and a best-selling author, and I believe you're an author too, but I didn't throw that in there. Robin has had the ability to connect with amazing people. And one of her gifts in life is personal connection. She's such a valued person in the space of networking and building relationships. And she's got an incredible book. It's on my bookcase over there. I should have got that out, but we we're booked like fanatics in this corner. But Robin has been an amazing friend, and she's one of the most impressive communicators in connection building processes with networking that you'll ever meet. And she's also one of the co-founders of Speaking Seriously. And now a discussion topic, as I've introduced you guys and kind of laid the floor, some of the topics that we'll be talking about today is this new, we'll call it the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship, which is just launched and is now a passion project. But we're excited to tell you about the new features. But before that, welcome to the show and welcome back, you two. It's been over a year since you were last on the podcast.
It's been a long time. It feels like a long time.
Like eons.
It is, but like it's our favorite, so we're so glad to be back.
We are.
So
we
much
are.
Fun.
And I love it because both Julie and Robin contacted me first. They're like, hey, so can we come on the podcast again? And I'm like, I have a list of people. I'm like, oh, I need to call these people back because I want them back. And they're like at the top and they beat me to the punch. So it's super exciting. I'm really glad they're back on the show. And I hope to have them on the show more. And as you listen to our podcast, each episode of season 5, you're going to hear a lot more about the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship. But thank you guys for being here and thanks for coming on. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on that's so crazy. And we all know COVID. We all know that there's this world that we have to wear masks, and there's this world of speaking and transferring from speaking on stages to virtual stages. But just give me a little bit of an overview of what you guys are thinking and seeing and viewing from the world right now, and then we'll transition into the college. But let's talk about speaking in general. What have you guys noticed?
Well, speaking in general, obviously, you know, not in person very much anymore. You're having to do a lot of things online. But like really smart online companies and people who produce events, first we started, everyone went online. There was a million Zoom meetings. And then people would go, I am Zoomed out. Like, I cannot handle one more freaking Zoom meeting. Swear to you, you probably said this, right?
Multiple times. Yes. Put a finger down if you don't know.
Raise your hand. Everyone said, okay, I can't handle it anymore. So, you know, really smart producers started making a lot more fun and interactive. You usually just sit there and like we're a passive attendee at something on a screen, which is not great. And so it started to be gamified. You know, if you do all of these things, then you would get little rewards here and there. They were starting to use more features on Zoom where you can like break out into small breakout rooms, have really good conversations, come back to a big group. So it started to be more interactive. So I'm going to give like kudos to all those big event producers who took a situation that was difficult and went, okay, what can we do to still have kind of these engaging situations, have people meeting each other and making deep lasting relationships when we can't meet in person? So that's one of the big things I've seen, but I also have seen people are dying to be back in person. And the ones that feel safe to do so, when you can have a small in-person meeting, it can be really valuable. Don't you think? You've started to have some small in-person meetings.
The championship was the perfect example, I believe, when we had in December. And it was so fun to be around people.
Yeah.
Not around the 300 we wanted.
Right.
Exactly. But like, you know, we had the championship recently. We had Champion Circle Mastermind recently, right kind of together. And you know, social distance, less than 20 people. We were all trying to be safe, but you could see this look on everyone's face of, oh my God, I can't believe I can see with you again. Like there were tears. There was just this feeling of gratitude. There's gratitude around being able to meet in person like there never has been before.
I saw it too. It's so funny when you get into a physical group of people after having not seen people in so long, and you look at each other and you're like, is it okay if we hug? Like, can we touch each other? like there's this awkward social creation. And I was on one of the stages recently.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me about my opinions, and I said, don't ask me about my opinion because other people might not like it. But I said the biggest mistake that the government made in the process of COVID was calling it social distancing, where we should have just named it safe physical distancing, because social distancing created this
divide.
Yeah. It kept us away from each other where we've had to get creative in the public speaking space. We've done everything from webinars, Zoom groups. There's all kinds of new features on every social media app.
Yeah, the social media apps have been trying to keep up, but
and it's fascinating, but that's where the world is headed, because we have to realize that not everything's going to be from a physical stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use this example because for those of you who don't know, the Speaking Seriously company, the organization, mm-hmm. runs an annual speaking championship.
Yes.
It's a contest where people will compete. They actually spend the entire day with a panel full of judges. And I can't tell you guys, this is some of the most valuable experiences in the world for public speaking, presenting. Even if you don't want to be a speaker, just getting your confidence up and learning how to use a message will make you a far better corporate environment person, or even a presenter, a communicator, by doing something like this. And in the competition, you spend an entire day developing your story, developing your content, and the judges will judge you, but they give you constructive, amazing feedback that leads to astronomical outcomes. I mean, we saw some individuals who are
crazy, right?
Terrified to speak.
Yeah.
And they did this because they knew it would help, but they didn't know how much.
Yeah, like the transformation over 2 days is ridiculous.
There were two specifically that were actually around last year,
right. But
just in the audience, you know, mm-hmm. and to put yourself out there when you're literally in front of these people that are there to judge you, that's what they're doing. And
I like to call it feedback.
Yeah.
Although we call them the judges anyway.
Yeah. Counsel.
I actually don't even mind the word judging anymore.
Yeah.
That comes from speaking. I think everyone should take it.
Yeah.
I'm a much, much better communicator with my children and getting them to do things for me around the house.
Right.
It helps when you know how to speak. And anyways, the amount of growth of these individuals, I don't think they could even believe it from one day to the next.
Yeah.
Within that 2 days, And no one wanted to leave.
Well, that was the feedback we got was, you know, did this live up to your expectations? And they were like, no one could have even had any clue of how much the growth would happen, how much I would learn. Like, there's no way to express what happens there. So I love that. It's one of my favorite things we do. You'll have to look for it next fall. We do it in November, December-ish time. So
maybe
we just got done with it. But we did kind of a hybrid, going back to like the conversation of what events look like right now. We did a kind of a hybrid with that where, you know, the judges were in person, the speaking contestants were in person, but the audience was virtual. And it was really cool to be able to do it that way because we could get like this really great connection with the people we were trying to really help move towards this goal. And then they could have a really big audience. They actually ended up having a much bigger audience virtually than we usually have in person. In person is like, you know, 75 or 100 people. Virtually, we ended up having, I'm trying to remember, if it was like 500 or 600 people.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, this huge
And the three of us are there. It is so fun. You'll have to go find it in our feed somewhere.
I'll
check
make
it
sure.
out. It's on Facebook
Live. John will make sure you get it.
It will be in the show notes. You will find it. But one thing I wanted to add to that is, as an event producer, a lot of people are adjusting their style. And what I love about the hybrid version that you guys actually endeavored was you had a lot of control in-house of the relationships between the contestants, the judges. Like, this was an overall win-win-win for Speaking Seriously, because you were allowed to safely build your business and build your relationships with not only your judges, your future connections, your future contacts and clients, but the contestants and the coaching that went into this. And then the people on the receiving end watching from the comfort of their own home, like there's this idea of controlling the stage and having everything there plus broadcasting it to the world. And I felt like it was extremely effective. I wanted to brag about that because it was such a big win. But I also want to give you guys, before we shift gears to talk about the College of Mentorship and the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship, is I want to talk about some other wins that you guys have had over this year, because I've watched the speaking industry change and we felt it. I mean, you were coaching me back in February and I was just like, so guys, what do? Do I just learn webinars or something? and yes and no. but I wanted to give you guys an opportunity, because the winner of the speaking championship was actually a contestant that was a member of your speaking course that you wrapped up the last quarter of the year with. I'd love for you guys to speak into that a little bit, because you shifted gears. You've always run a course, a class, but we had to change how we did that. And how was that? And let's talk about that win, because that was a huge success in 2020.
Yeah. So we did have, you know, a class of people that come and take our course, just like we usually do. But there were some different techniques that were taught this time. And going back to how Speaking Championship works, this year it was somebody that had just graduated from our class. Last year it wasn't. And so that was really fun to kind of see both ends of it. But this year it was like they graduated from the course on Monday, they competed Wednesday, Thursday, and then they won the championship.
Walked away with a trophy,
nonetheless. And he was shocked. He was like,
it was the best.
This guy is incredible, but he had never done speaking at all before this course. Like, he was just, I feel like this is the right direction to go. I have some thoughts and ideas. And he started the course along. He was in your course and we had, you know, several other really amazing people in there. And then, so one of the things with the course that changed this year was kind of the level of people that were interested in taking the course. So, you know, when we started, you know, a few years back, it was kind of more the beginner level people that had just started getting into this. Even say that I had never spoken before, this was not a beginner level fellow. This guy was like a top notch, top of his field.
Tons of degrees.
And so we're finding it's more of these top level business owners that want to get out and really spread their message. Because I think one of the things that happened in 2020 was people started to realize how important those deep messages were.
Yeah.
Like, we all realized what actually was important to us, right? We all kind of went, okay, is this the path I want to go? Is this the direction I want my business to go? Or do I want to be an employee forever? What do I do with all these like life lessons I've learned? And we've seen those kind of people come out of the woodwork with, hey, do you know what? don't know that I want to be an employee forever.
Well, and I'll tell you about this client. He reached out to us. We didn't go look for him. He had been watching us for a while. And
like years.
Yeah. And, years. And it just out of the blue, because people are always watching. But I just, the way that that fell in and what that very first month, if you think back to that first month when we were teaching him, there was fear. There was, it's scary. I mean, this is the number one fear of people,
mm-hmm.
public speaking. And then to see him win over a 4 month, it was only 4 months.
It
was 4 months. And
yeah.
He implemented every single thing. The feedback was phenomenal that he gave and received. So he was ready. And,
yeah.
And I think that a lot of people in the upper levels that they want to get that out, that's who we're looking for.
Yeah, I would say that too. If you've been sitting along and going, okay, what 2020 taught me was, this is not the direction I want to go. I really have this deep message I would like to get out to a higher level with, one to many instead of just one-on-one, those conversations that are important. That's who we work with, is you are ready to get that message out. We have a few different ways we can do that.
And I'll add another win before we kind of wrap up these wins. But I wanted you guys to think of maybe one other individual success you've had in 2020, aside from the most recent events, to share. What I'll share is again, as a recipient and a student of these two incredible professionals and ladies, I had some phenomenal transformations in 2020 because, you know, where I'm a natural speaker, these guys were able, these gals, I shouldn't say guys, but we're all good with that. They helped hone my message, and I have never felt or experienced, and this is a personal testimonial on the air, but I have never felt nor experienced more clarity in my life than when these two individuals helped me get hyper-focused on what I could teach, what I could speak on. And in just a short amount of time of that clarity, I've now become an absolute expert in the space of masterminds,
yep.
which has allowed me to now associate with some of the most impressive people. Don't get emotional, Rob.
I'm sorry, you did
emotional. I shouldn't say don't. Please get emotional.
I'm not crying.
Because there's some amazing things that have come of it, but It is as easy as the smallest transformation of getting so clear. And, mm-hmm. and like Julie was saying earlier, even if you're just sitting on the fence and you're like, I need some added introduce or some increased confidence in my life, or even just becoming better at a communicator, storyteller, presenter, which will make you a badass in the space of business, of in church. I don't know
if you're in sales at all.
Sales. You need to exercise the muscle of speaking and mm-hmm. communicating. And these two have done a phenomenal job of not only training the untrainable, but to really break down the thoroughbred horses of the world. And I'm just an example of the many other groups of people that they've helped over the last year. And I didn't mean to make them emotional, but that was a huge win for me. I'd like to, before we transition gears, ask if you guys have any other wins you'd like to share that came out of the dust from 2020.
What about Disney? Did we have a win there?
Oh,
holy crap.
Gosh.
So we did this in-person event, and it was across the country. We live in Utah, and the idea was to have an event like within Disney World, which was different than everyone else was doing right now anyway, and COVID and flights and trying to do all of this, right? So it was a crazy, like we had this idea before COVID, FYI.
We
and so like
December 1st last
yeah
2018.
So that was the idea. That's what we were going to do. And one of the reasons we really wanted to do it is this entire event is about innovation. Did anyone need to figure out how to innovate last year? All of us did. All of our lives changed. And so like we felt like it was super super important to pull through and do this event.
Agreed.
We got to the I think I cried like 4 times that last day. We had the exact right people. It worked out beautifully well. And like the amount of learning that happened through, because it was all super experiential. It was a whole different style of event. It wasn't just like sit in a room and do a thing. It was like a simulation that ran throughout.
Don't tell
like,
too much.
Well, I can read that much. Anyway, so it was a simulation that ran throughout, like, here's information, and then you're going to take it and see throughout the parks and play at the same time. And at the end, as we're kind of wrapping things up and getting the final thoughts and what you've learned through all of this, I mean, I think half of us were in tears. It was deeper and more meaningful than we ever thought it could be. And it was it was probably the hardest event I've ever put together. And there was like 14 of us there. And I've put together events with like 525 people.
Herding cats.
That was the hardest thing, the hardest event I have ever put on in my life. So when that it happened, yes. And we did it. But like the biggest win was the right people at the right time with the right message, and the way it all kind of played out
and
was
in the right place.
It was crazy.
It was so good. And I
probably one of the best things I've done in my life. And I've done some big things. Like it literally was one of the best things and happened in 2020. So like, I'm proud of us for not giving up when there were so many moments when we were like,
well, we've never been stronger. Never been more solid. Yes.
How many times did we, like really behind the scenes, there were so many times when Robin and I were like, F the universe. I don't care anymore. I'm not even doing this. I'm not playing anymore.
I'm out.
Like we would. And then like 2 days later, okay, I'm back in.
What are we doing?
Sucks. I hate everyone.
So there are those moments. We want you to know. There are those moments. And 2020 gave us a lot of it. But do we grow during easy times?
No.
We don't. We don't. And we birthed the college
from 2020.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's.
Well, and I think this is one of the things we keep saying is we are stronger as a team and as a company than we have ever been before. And how many times have we said, if we didn't go through 2020, I don't think we would have the growth and like the connection that we have right now. I don't think it would have ever happened. It would have taken 5 years or something to get to where we're at right now.
Solidity?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? We knew we got along great. You know, we did business together, blah, blah, blah. But now there's a team.
Yeah.
And we're that team. And it feels so good. And that came from 2020.
Yeah. Leading right into the business calendar.
And then we're a little bit excited.
And I'll add a couple of things of context there too. First of all, to share in the emotion that Robin and I were feeling earlier is that it was just an incredible and amazing experience to go through those hardships in 2020, only to realize that what we do as mentors, as speakers, as coaches actually changes lives. And that is so incredible. So those of you listening at home, you realize and you recognize that there are transformations happening, and not everyone is just stuck under the covers, literally at their laptops, watching the world go by. People are having successes and transformations in their personal lives, in their business, and it all starts with taking that action. The other thing, too, I just wanted to add a little humor into this. If you haven't already noticed, we love to joke around, but they talked about herding cats, and I actually heard a story about their dream visit to Disney, and several of the individuals for health and whatever other reasons decided to be on scooters for the week. And I mean, I imagined a class or a tour group of people on Segways, tourists on Segways. But you want to talk about you want to talk about herding cats with half the group on scooters? It's like let's go to demolitionderby.com
and
watch.
They were going fast, and there was a few crashes.
So anyway, herding cats.
That's the best way to do Disney ever in my life.
It's to rent a scooter.
It was the funnest. I can't even express to you. Usually when we go, like, I'll walk 25,000 steps. It is a lot. Like, Epcot is big.
It's huge.
Zipping around.
It was so nice.
It was the best thing ever.
Oh, I have to go back to Canada. I'll be right back. It would normally take a half hour. Everyone would be so ornery and starving.
We were all in the best mood.
And I came home and I didn't hurt. Like, my body didn't hurt. Like, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I was exhausted, but
I know.
Oh my gosh. It was a blast. Is all
the funny thing is like, no one was really old. And I'm talking like we took this group of 70-year-olds.
No.
We were all like, you know, 40s.
Our age.
Or whatever. And the ones in their 30s wished they had scooters.
Yes.
And they were like, where's my scooter?
Yes.
They were like,
going through the queue lines, there was like a whole ride in itself.
Anyway, it was totally off track, but it was the funniest. Yeah.
Best ever.
Best time of my life.
And if there's anything to add to that, it's you're at a point in your life where it's up to you to live the life the way you want to live. And now that you know that there are options, totally take the option, opt in, even if you don't even need it. Scooter Disneyland. That's all you need to know.
Do we have 5 minutes for the backstory of that?
We have 5 minutes. Let's go. Okay. I think they want to hear it.
They want to hear the backstory of this. Okay. So when we were getting ready to go on this trip, the one with the whole group was in December. And my daughter, who works for me, and I went out in September to do kind of a test run to see, because everything had changed since COVID. Like everything ran differently. And in order to lead through, I wanted to know what the heck was happening. I'm kind of funny like that. So we went and took a scouting trip out, right? We were there 4 days, did pretty much the parks the way we would have. I realized I have some nerve damage and a few different things like that that in the past hadn't bugged me too much. At the end of that trip,
you were hurting.
Like my feet were swollen like this.
Not even kidding.
I'm not like it was flip flops wouldn't go on because it was like this.
Wow.
Like, and I was in an excruciating pain. And we were going by the last 2 days, we were going really pretty slow because it was just the two of us. I didn't have to, you know, try and show off for anyone. And by the time we got to the airport, I was like hobbling and like I couldn't even walk. And I was like, so this isn't gonna work.
Nope.
We come to a conclusion. However, as somebody who's not very old and the leader of a company who, like, you know, people look to me to be the strong person, I had a really hard time with this. I had a hard time with the, okay, so now you're going to get the old lady scooter and you're the fearless leader. Like, those in my brain did not, like, mesh together. And so I kind of struggled.
Well, we have our parents in our ears, too.
Yeah.
Like the boomers that are
just tough it out and
yep.
And so
don't look weak in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. And so I really super struggled with it and just kind of decided, okay, I'm going to do it. But inside, I was kind of dying, in all honesty. Like, I cried about it. Like, I had a really hard time saying, because I wanted to say to our people, hey, this is what's going to happen. So I didn't get there and kind of be off put. So anyway, you know, about 2 months before the trip, I said, hey, just letting you know, this is where I'm at. This is what's going to happen. It's all okay. Like, I'm a healthy, normal person, but it's, you know, in order to lead you properly, that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to take care of myself. And it was like one of the hardest conversations. You know, we all have pride issues. I did not want to have that conversation. Anyway, it opened up this whole world where, oh, that's an option.
Yep.
Wait, like, you're getting a scooter?
The next person would say, I've got the worst knees. I'm always in the worst pain of all time. You're getting one. I'm getting
dominoes.
Yeah. By the time we went, five of us,
yes,
5 out of 14 had a scooter and it landed.
And the other ones were wishing they had it.
And all of those people were like, I am so glad you decided to do this. This is the best trip of my life. I've never taken a trip to Disney and not had pain. So the point of that is sometimes we have like really hard things that we don't want to be like, hey, so I have to take care of myself and it looks like this, but that's what I'm going to do. When you take care of yourself, it gives everyone else permission to do it.
Yeah.
And even my parents, who I love dearly, but they're older and, you know, struggle with mobility, they would never do that.
Ever.
And they literally told me the week after I got back, they're like, oh, well, you did it. So now we're thinking about going, because if we can get a scooter and that's okay, then we can go. So I'm like, isn't that the craziest thing? That when you decide you're going to be, we're all like a little nervous to be completely, here's my faults. Here's everything that's wrong with me, but I will still lead you in my way.
We're not really those people.
When you can do that, it allows like every, oh, thank God. So I don't have to try and pretend I'm okay.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the story behind how we ended up with 5 scooters. That actually
was
one of the more powerful things that happened with that trip.
And I'm so glad you shared that, because that is actually the perfect segue into the next portion of our podcast, which we're going to talk about the Business College of Speaking mentorship and how that came to be. But literally, let's talk about that transition from realizing that let's put the pride down and let's accept the fact that there are other things. When you do that, when you take that action and when you focus on a new possibility, a new avenue, a new vehicle and modality to get what you want out of what you're about to do, you open up the doors not only for yourselves, and this is why it's a selfless act, you open it for others. And I believe that's the perfect segue to talk about the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship, because out of everything that happened, the wins, the successes, the failures, everything that went into 2020 and the Speaking Seriously Speakers Competition and the business of speaking seriously, out of all of this came an amazing and really cool college called Business College Speaking Mentorship. Maybe ask you guys, tell us a little bit about the process of creating that and where the inspiration came from and why it came to be. But let's start there and then we'll kind of move into what it is and more so.
Cool. So we have been speaker coaching for quite a while now. And that is kind of the path that most people in our world take to getting on stages and getting their message out. They hire a coach or a mentor to help them with that process. And then, you know, the idea is they go and be on stages. Here's what we found. People who get into speaking and mentorship, there's about industry-wide, the success rate is 3%. 3% industry-wide for people who get in and say, I want to be a coach, I want to be a mentor, I'm going to get on stages and speak to people about that. 3% of those people are actually successful doing so.
We weren't okay with that.
So through our personal coaching, we got up to about 40%. We're like, okay, we're like more than 10 times the average. And right. And the people who fell through the cracks were ones that they were missing pieces.
And it bothered us.
Yeah.
When you know what you're doing is a good thing, when you know that it's helping people and they're not progressing. It's not a judgment call or anything. It was just why we really wanted to know why are they not keep going? We can see 10 steps down the line. Like we're like, oh my gosh, they're on their way. And it really aided us. And that's where the very first of this began.
We were problem solving. We're like, okay, so what can we do to do better than that? That's right. One of our mottos.
We love it.
What can be better than that? What can be better than that? And so we're always asking ourselves that as a company, don't you think? Well, what could be better than that? And so we thought, okay, usually when we coach somebody, we have like 4 to 6 months with them. They're really great on stage, but you know what? Maybe they have emotional stuff that, you know, keeps them in this self-sabotage mode.
There's always personal stuff. Always. Whenever you put yourself up in front of a stage, you know.
Yep.
And you had a ton of personal public relation, you know, training and stuff like this. But there's
stuff that happens.
Yes, your junk is just out there for everyone to see. It always comes up. So that was one of the pieces.
That was one of the pieces.
Really missing.
Branding and marketing.
Yep.
They would get themselves out there, and then their branding and marketing and all that follow through looked completely unprofessional.
We teach it 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Best we can.
And then, you know, if they didn't catch it in the 2 weeks, then their branding and everything didn't look professional. It could have been that their coaching program wasn't fully vetted out and developed and in a way that it was going to move. There was just these missing pieces that we didn't have time or energy to
get on stage. There's so many.
All the pieces in. And then kind of one of the realizations was that I talked about earlier was didn't know what the next step was. Well, should I do the branding piece next? Or do I really need to like, you know, get
into
a figure
website?
Out?
Do
or,
I?
Yeah. Like there was 10 different things and people would
my
go,
one sheet.
Well, this guy told me to hire a funnels person and they told me to do a book. And then that person said what I really need to do. And there was so much confusion.
Yeah.
I had five.
Huge amount of confusion.
Sorry. I just have to tell. Mm-hmm. I had 5 coaches at one time. And apparently I was learning how to speak in one of these coaching programs. I had no idea until I started coaching with you after 2 months. And I'm like, oh,
you're
wait
like,
a minute.
Is that what you were trying to
is
say?
Is this what I was learning?
it
looks so different.
Add on to that, unprofessional people in the coaching field that should not be called coaches and people would hire them and then they would get like no results out of it too.
Or they were way ahead. We've heard of this a lot and it's really up to the coach to tell you, you know what, you're not ready for me yet. I would suggest you do this or this. And I think that's part of our responsibility is to help these people understand what they need to know before they come to us. But that's not happening.
Yeah.
People are just taking
whatever clients want to pay them. Yep. Whether they're ready.
And there's, we fall through the cracks. And I was one of them. I was falling through the cracks. So
we probably discussed what for an entire year.
Yeah.
Here's the things we're seeing. We've got to come up with a solution. Yep. We've got to come up with a solution. And
we only have so much time.
So this is the great part. You'll like this part.
So good.
We went to this really cool mastermind.
Yes.
The coolest mastermind.
Champion Circle?
I think it was Champion Circle. And it was run by this really cool guy
He's the best.
John Kovach. And we kind of went in with this. We probably looked like we had no idea what we're talking about because we were like, literally, here is the gigantic problem we're trying to solve. And we didn't solve it that day. I think it took us 2 days after that day to come up with the idea, but it started.
That's where we got it.
It was like rolling those ideas. We were talking to you at that time where we were doing more of a mastermind. And that's where we were like, oh, I think we got it. And we started like figuring out how we could take all of these super vetted, like top coaches in their field and bring them together in one place and have like a systematic, okay, if you broke everything down it took to be successful, what did you need first? What did you need second? How could you actually have
blueprints? Like,
an outline or something? And it could like build on each other so there wasn't like conflicting information from the coaches too. Because like,
you imagine?
You had like five or six coaches and I would say this and they would say that and it would all conflict. So we're like, okay, so we're going to take all the top people we know that we have worked with personally, that we've seen have success in the field themselves, and that we've seen success. And what if we all came together and came up with this like systematic approach where you'd never have to guess again, what's the next step or what do I need to do next or who do I hire? Like,
what's
all
the
in one
road
place.
Looks like?
It's all in one place. There's a map. And here's the genius thing about how we've decided to put it together is you don't talk to the coach themselves who's actually going to be like, oh, yes, you have to take my class because mine is the most important class because I'm the coolest one here. You talk to an admissions counselor who is like non-biased on all of the classes, knows all of the teachers, but they take all of your information and go,
actually working for you.
Yeah. What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? What do you want to do? What are your goals? And then they help place you in the exact right things to fit those holes and to help you get to the goals as fast as possible without having like an end goal of, well, I get more money if you take this class. Mm-mm, it doesn't work that way. I'm very excited about it. Like all of these things that have been like, this piece doesn't work and that piece doesn't work. Now we have like it all together where I'm like, John, it's working.
Well, and it's half the time we're like, okay, are we really doing this? Are we crazy? Yes, we're crazy. We're doing it.
How many times did we say that? Yes. Yes, we are crazy and we're also doing it.
We are also doing it. We really want to create a new, it's a new approach to coach.
Exactly.
And there's so much background and qualifications that give you this opportunity to create this, because I know that Julie has extensive experience in higher education administration.
Yeah, a lot of experience in just school experience in general. I actually ran a school for 4 years. This is not the first time I've even put an entire school together. I did that and ran it for 4 years, was super successful.
And this is me going, I trust you. 100% I'm on board.
The funny thing is you were talking to one of our mutual friend coaches about this and you were like, and Julie did this. And she was like, that was Julie's school?
Yes.
I know about that school.
I was like, yeah, that was her.
And so it's funny. Yeah. So I've actually run an entire school before. My husband, who's helping me, has taught at the college level. Laurel Houston, who is one of our professors there, she has multiple degrees and has taught at the college level before as well. So, you know, it's not just people who have experience in the coaching realm. It's like the coaching realm, plus the academic realm. And then we've made this personal development from years and years and years of training and experience in super depth, you know, top of the field, everyone. And then we've made a hybrid. So we call it a college because you will have grades. It is that higher level. We are looking to be accredited. However, it's going to be more like trade school college. So you don't have to take like math and English and all, you know, 2 years of unrelated fluff. You're going to take courses that are directly related to your career path, which we have a couple of different career paths directly related to that. And then you're going to have real world kind of apprenticeship type experience
while you're in the class.
Yeah.
We are going to have showcases where people are going to be able to practice speaking. We're not just going to teach you how to do a workshop. You will actually be doing a workshop, and we're going to be there every step of the way. So when you get out, you're like, oh my gosh, I've already had 4 workshops. This isn't scary anymore, because you have to have a first one. You have to. And if one is out coaching, they're like, okay, now what? You know, the whole.
Exactly. So and you'll really have a whole team there supporting you. And it's.
We were talking about it yesterday, and how we can, even amongst the classes, to support each other and actually teaching them one concept as the audience and another concept about being the teacher on stage. Like, it, just all of it is going to mesh together.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it's the gold.
So it's just a really new, innovative way to put all of your pieces together like this and have it like make sense, have real world experience, and like fit in all of those pieces.
You will
and
have
on
a
top
business.
Of each other.
Yes.
A really good business.
That's making money.
And you'll be making money all along the way, because we know how to teach you how to do that.
Yes.
You'll be like, it's not like traditional colleges. Learn. Stop. Get out.
That's what I learned before, being coaches, but speaking.
But
getting on stages, we only can tell you 1 week we talk about getting on stages. We don't have time. We just don't have the time in that 4 to 6 months to go, okay, this is what you need to do. But
we have a whole class.
The speaking etiquette, it's just we get to give, and each pathway, there's multiple classes that will fill those depending on what you want to focus on. And so you do have so much say in what comes. And I can't believe it's not out there. I'm stoked.
We're stoked to be the first ones.
Yes,
to
we
it.
Are.
It's pretty exciting.
And we really are going to be able to help people be successful.
Yeah.
And that's what it's not just coaches coaching coaches to coach coaches. No more of that.
Yeah. And I have a few things that I'd like. We could go on forever.
We could.
This is so good.
This is now a 3-hour episode.
Part 1 and part 2. A couple things I want to add to that is, as a recipient of a degree myself, my favorite piece of my college experience was the association and network I built with my professors, with my peers.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't just a college. This is some of the best coaches and speakers and mentors I've ever met, plus the administration highest level, plus the connections beyond those people. I mean, it's not just knowing your professor, it's knowing who your professor knows and the connections and the education that they're providing to everyone else. So that's a huge piece for me. The second one is personalization, because some of the greatest things that came out of my college experience was my guidance counselor. But even then, they were only keeping me on the one glove fits all concept of public education. Whereas this is a personalized track to achieve that which will help you make money and grow a business in the world of speaking and mentorship.
And the way it looks for you. So one of the classes we offer is all about innovation, because we don't want anyone to kind of come through and be like cookie cutter Julie, cookie cutter Robin. We want it to be like, here, you're going to take all of your lessons and everything that makes you you, and then your education, and then we're going to like come together and help you create this little beautiful thing that's a brand new, only only John sort of thing, or only Robin sort of thing. And that's one of the things that is really important to our company as a whole, is helping you be you at the highest. And I think those innovation classes really helped to do that.
Now, firsthand, you have this knowledge. Sorry, I am going to ask a question for a minute. I know this is your podcast.
She's going to ask me a question? This is great.
When you first started coaching, you had the hat. You had the public speaking hat on it, and you could say all the right words. I mean, he's extremely
charming.
He's smooth. If you know him at all, sorry, I love you. Probably one of my best friends ever, but am I allowed to say that?
Yes,
anyway, I am.
You're allowed to say whatever.
Anyways, it was a little bit difficult for you at the beginning to take off that hat from public relations. Am I right?
Right.
And so once you did, and you actually believed in the fundamental and the principles, kind of tell us about how that happened and how it felt for you, because we've always said, we want you to be you. Don't be me. Don't be you.
Yeah.
Be who you are.
Yeah. And I don't, okay, thank you. First of all, that's
You're welcome.
Amazing. Just to add context. So in my profession, you guys, through college, it was actually trained out of me to have an opinion, to have a voice, to be my own personal personality and influence in the space of professionalism. And as I grew in the space of public relations, and this is no demeaning jab at the public relations industry, but in journalism, you are taught to share the facts and to have total neutrality.
Yep, no bias.
And that zapped my personal ability to connect with people. And when I started taking coaching by speaking seriously, and Julie and Robin, they saw that. They said, John, you're running in circles and you're speaking eloquently about these circles, but what the heck do you want to teach?
Well, you are a different person. Like, I'm like, I don't know why he's talking like that. Like, who is this person?
We're like, because when we come out to play,
yeah. It was literally a light switch.
It was crazy.
You want to talk business? Let's talk business. And I went into these really, really jargonistic conversations that only certain executives would hear. But that's because that's how I was trained.
You were professional, for sure.
Professional.
But
not you.
But not worth a podcast. Not, not worth anything else unless you're listening to the
I was confused.
The escapades of my research for the last 20 years underneath the desk. Like, no one cares about that, right? All people care about is you and the influence that you can share through personal connection and story. And that was the hardest piece, because while I was trying to teach and share a personal story, they're like, John, there's a disconnect. You've got this amazing story, but the content is just blah.
It was an amazing story told by a newscaster related to the story.
Yes.
And so the personal journey and the breakthrough that I truly had in this experience was recognizing that I did have a voice and that I needed to tap into my personal ability to teach and influence others before I could speak on stage, because I had that natural charisma. I had the ability to speak. But what I gained, what breakthrough, and these girls, they spent hours with me, like,
hours.
Break beyond this idea that you have to be a professional. Instead, you can still be professional and be you. And I didn't realize that, because I had been told for my entire professional career that you had to hide behind a screen or a mask of professionalism, and you couldn't be a goofy, fun, energetic person in the workplace. And though I always associated with absolute incredible all-stars in business, what I did not recognize is that those people, what made them great was that they were themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to get out of the college, because in this university, you're going to find yourself in the process of finding your business, your voice, your story, and everything else you have to offer to this world. And let me just go as far to say this. If you don't take action on this, if you don't find your voice, think about the people who are missing out on hearing from you. So this is more of a challenge and an invitation and maybe a kick in the pants for you to realize that it's up to you to have the influence in the world that you want, rather than sitting idly by and waiting for others or the professional world to take advantage of it for you. And you have a voice. It's a mandatory expectation that either higher power or God placed you on this earth for. that you recognize that it's important that you have a voice and that you share it. And the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship is an imperfect environment for you to start that journey and to end the learning process of the initial takeoff platform for your business, but to begin your growth process in the world of mentorship, public speaking, coaching, or even just confidence in business presentations. And I might add sales and closing.
Please.
Boom!
Don't lie. Let me tell you, it's my area of expertise. We got you.
Got you covered.
Got you covered.
It was so good.
That was a good answer.
That's exactly it.
The ripples that we are hoping are going to be going out are endless. I mean, truly, it's we just want to keep growing. We want to accommodate and teach as many people as we can to actually do what they want to be doing. Entrepreneurship is really the place to be. Who knows what the world is going to be going like, but if you have your own thing, if you have your own voice, and we can help them do that. And that's how we change the world. We change it together.
I think it'd be so appropriate right now to talk about how others listening and those listening now can learn about the college, apply today and get on the rosters. And you guys, this isn't just like apply when you want, like apply now because classes are filling up.
Exactly. We keep class sizes really small. That's another thing. You know, if you've been to university, I don't know where you went to college, but if you go to like the U of U or something, you'll have classes that are like 50 people. I've seen classes like 300, like you're in an auditorium and there's, you know, I've also seen, because we are doing this as an online college. You don't have to be there in person. You can join us for anywhere in the country or out of the country, whatever. It will be online via Zoom. You can join from anywhere, but we are keeping class sizes small. It's something we feel really strongly about, that we want to be able to offer you quality time, be able to really get in and help you individually. And to do that, we're keeping class sizes small. So you're going to want to apply very quickly to get into these classes. It's going to be at collegeofspeaking.com. You can kind of see it scrolling down at the bottom. The first step is you are going to go and apply for admissions there. And then you're going to set up an appointment with one of our admissions counselors. collegeofspeaking.com also has a link to set up those appointments so that they can get on, like we said, and go, okay, where are we at? Where do you want to go? What are your goals? What are the things that have really been stopping you, and help you really get those best classes for you? So that's what they're going to want to do next.
On Facebook, you're going to want to go to the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship page or group.
Give us a like.
Yes. And you will, there is a scholarship out there for a lucky individual, and you'll get more information as we post it, but there is a chance for a scholarship out there for those who you know, really need the help to get going.
Yeah. And the scholarship is half based on your financial needs, like you're having a really big hardship right now, half based on kind of some potential talent and gifts that we see in you, because you'll be submitting a video of you speaking either from stage or just kind of a candid video of you sharing a story just at your home if you haven't been able to speak in the past 12 months because, you know, COVID. So you'll be submitting both of those kind of information. There's an application process, which again, you can see on the Business College of Speaking and Mentorship's Facebook page is where the scholarship application is for that.
And for those of you listening without access, I know many of you listen to the podcast while driving. Let's tell them again where to find it on Facebook, but you will be able to find all these links in the show notes of this episode, wherever you're listening to whatever platform or podcast session you're listening to this on. But again, where do they find on Facebook and the website?
Okay.
The Business College of Speaking and Mentorship on Facebook and the collegeofspeaking.com is the website.
collegeofspeaking.com.
collegeofspeaking.com. Three repeats.
collegeofspeaking.com. Pretty much everything is there. And we have a free gift for everyone today. And in order to get the free gift, it's going to be a download PDF with like really cool information. This is like all of the information I have been gathering for like over COVID, plus like, you know, the last 7 years of getting on stages. So it is 10 steps to getting on your next 10 stages, which I know has been a big question for speakers, especially through COVID, is like, what There are no stages. That's people just give up. There's no stages.
There's no stages.
This is 10 steps to get on your next 10 stages. It's a free PDF. John is going to put that in the
show notes.
Yep. And all you have to do is click on it and it will come to your email. Free, no strings attached, nothing. And you'll click on that and you will get that in the show notes. It's going to be awesome. 10 steps to getting on your next 10 stages. And it has really cool new information about what it looks like on new platforms like Clubhouse. And I know there's another one that's similar called Radio, things like that, as well as like actual physical, really cool stages.
And I'll add to that because as I have been following along for the last year and a half under their mentorship and coaching, that I've used some of these templates, some of these PDFs, and they've not only gained me stages, but I've been like, I've been sitting on like a gold mine of opportunities for the longest time and had no idea. And they create so many amazing, simple steps to help you get on this, on your next stage. And to that degree too, pun intended with the degree, is during COVID, it was such an interesting place because I did talk to you guys. I said, do I need to do webinars now? Do I need to start doing it? And we still found 25 stages for me to speak on. Plus, one of the coolest things was, and this will be something that will be addressed in the event planning portion of the college, which is sometimes it's also great to create your own stage. Mm-hmm. If you need a voice and you want to build your own stage, this is a very impressive and important factor in the process of creating your own business and your own audiences and in your own tribe. You need to be able to create your own events. And that was a huge piece. So as far as the steps go of getting 10 steps to getting in 10 stages, part of that is also recognizing the other options out there, you guys, that you didn't realize you were sitting on gold mines.
Yep.
You were literally just need to lift up the cushion, reach down. You might find the Snickers bar from last Christmas, but you will also find the 10 steps to get you what you want.
Guess what? The 10th step is create your own stage.
Yes!
It's like, here's how to get on everyone else's stages. 10th step is really, you should create your own stage. Here's a few ideas for how to do that, like, really easily.
I love that. And what I'm adding to that is I have downloaded and I have participated in all of these challenges and some of these PDFs. I am personally downloading this myself because of the new and amazing social media platforms that are now options in the process of creating and offering really cool stages. So I wanted to add to that. But
exactly. Cool. Well, we're excited. You're going to get your 10 steps to 10 stages in that link in the show notes. Come apply at thecollegeofspeaking.com. That gives you an opportunity to see a little bit more about what we're about, talk to one of our admissions counselors and see, you know, just what this can do for you. And like I said, we have a couple of different career paths. There's one that's like a little more heavy on the speaking path, get you on like figuring out event production. We have two levels of event production that can go all the way to like those big conference style, you know, celebrities are coming. Yes, I've already produced those. I can teach you how to do it from, you know, doing a small webinar all the way up through that. Speaking online, which is what I'm teaching this semester, is all the different online platforms and how to be effective, to in-person speaking and all of that kind of career path. And then we also have more of the mentorship path that's like really, really deep into what you need to know, be, and do to be a fantastic mentor. We've got Robin Scott on that, Laura Houston, who is a genius in her field, that's going to help you, like, once you decide you want to be a mentor, how do you really know, be, do all of those things to really help create growth in your students and clients? So, you know, get on, do those things, get your download. It's going to be awesome. Classes start February 16th. So you don't have like a lot of time to procrastinate, put it off. I'll do it next time. Like, really, like,
well,
seriously,
cost,
get on and do it right now. The cost is ridiculous, guys.
The cost for three classes is the same as what we charged for one speaking class.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So, like,
I
the
know,
class
right?
just finished. What they paid
That's
to
awesome.
Be in that
Maybe
class.
Apologies. I don't know.
They got their value. But, like, what they paid for that one class, you now get to get 3 different classes
of
from,
choice.
You know,
wow.
different huge professionals
the
in their field, same price. So like
yep.
we've made it really inexpensive and accessible to everyone. There's payment plans, there's all kinds of things. So if that's one of the things that makes you go, oh, I'm going to get in and it's going to be $20,000 a semester.
Nope.
I can't do it. Really, we've made it super accessible for you guys. So get on. Don't let that hold you back. And, you know, you can get on. Our admissions counselors can talk to you about payment
I was
plans.
Say, they're waiting.
To know
they're
that.
Just waiting to help you.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited for you. I'm excited to watch this journey, to be a part of this journey, to experience this. I'm grateful for all of my listeners. And I hope that you take advantage of this ASAP. That means go now. Okay. Go now.
Right now.
So you're going to want to click on that. You're going to want to get access to this, but also apply as soon as possible. And by the way, when you finally apply and when you're in the college and you're meeting with your guidance counselor, tell them that John sent you from the Circle of Knowledge podcast. Because
yes.
It doesn't do anything for me, but what it does do is gives you a little credibility. I'm just kidding. It gives you some credibility. And it also tells you that you have found this through an impressive resource. And I'm just so grateful that you guys came in today in person to feel this energy and to share this exciting information. And congratulations, first of all. What an amazing feat to come out of COVID having launched an amazing university and business. Most people are dialing back. Most people are like, all right, how do we cut costs? These guys launched a university, and it's all in the hopes of helping you achieve your goals and dreams, to influence and change the world of mentorship and speaking. Because I'll tell you this, we have met so many public speakers, so many coaches, so many mentors, and we can tell through the beginning stages of our relationships who the phonies and who the phonies aren't.
It's true.
And it's not to say that we want to call those people out, but This is it for you. This is a chance for you to finally grow and to finally be the voice and to have the mentorship backing that you need to be an influence in this world. And I'm so grateful for that. That is what the Circle of Knowledge is all about. And I'm grateful for my friends, my mentors, my coaches, and what an awesome hour of conversation we've had. And again, check out the show notes. And I'm really excited for the season. You're also going to be hearing throughout this season, some information about how to get more involved in the university and how to apply today and how to get your classes registered and so forth. So we look forward to having that. And thank you for being on the show today.
It was
thank
so
you.
Fun. We always have fun when we come. So thanks.
And, we've always got to end with the power clap on 3. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. And looking forward to the next episode of the Circle of Knowledge. Hey, everybody, this is your host, John Kovach Jr. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. We've got over 25,000 downloads just over the last year and a half, and I want to say thank you. That is an incredible feat. Now, we're obviously growing, so we need to help everybody by sharing this with as many people as possible. What helps us is if you will go to our social media channels, and you can follow me on social media, anywhere on social media, really. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok or YouTube. And you can find all these episodes through Anchor and any other podcasting platform. But I just want to say thank you. And you can find me through social media at John Kovach Jr. That's it. JonKovachJr. And yes, it's spelled Kovach, not Kovich or Kovac. People joke around with that. But thank you for being a listener. Thank you for making it all the way. And check out the college and check out the show notes to get more resources. And we're here to help you achieve your ultimate goals.